Comedian Mike Birbiglia knows how to tell good stories. He says that's never made him the life of the party, but it has given him repeat appearances on This American Life and The Moth Radio Hour. His stories are funny, but sometimes they're painful to hear. Birbiglia recently turned one of those stories into a film called Sleepwalk With Me, which debuted at this year's Sundance Film Festival. Today, Mike Birbiglia performs his new one-man show in Boise. It's called My Girlfriend's Boyfriend.
It's kind of a one-man romantic comedy about how I ended up getting married. It's kind of about how all of the kind of pain of like love and breakups and all the things that we go through in our lives contribute to, you know, decisions we make as adults and why, you know, in some ways we're all kind of afraid to commit to something like that.
I want to talk to you about how you craft your stories. Here's the beginning of a story that you tell about your first kiss.
In seventh grade, people started making out with each other. And I remember this very well because I remember thinking, people we know are making out with other people we know? But how, you know?
When you sit down to write, what do you want to do at the beginning of a story?
First of all, you want to set the table. And I mean, that story is about being a late bloomer. And so that's why I started with that. Part of that was written on the page, and then part of it I just went out to a show and just kind of improvised. That's how I develop a lot of my material. I'll jot down some ideas, but then I'll go out and perform and then record it on my little audio recorder and listen to it, hear where the laughs are, and kind of build from there.
Do you ever have then a routine that's done, or are they always in process?
I never stop changing things. I keep working and working until they eventually will say pencils down.
You're also now the producer of a film that debuted at Sundance and South by Southwest. How do you think telling a story through film is going to change the way that you tell stories on stage?
The hardest thing with the film was to make sure that all of the characters were kind of well-rounded. Because when I'm telling the stories on stage, you know, it's just through me as a vessel that I'm expressing all of these characters. And ever since I did the film, I feel like my one-man shows have gotten better because I feel like I'm starting to fill out the other characters more.
Here's a segment from right in the middle of one of your stories. It's about your first serious relationship. It's one of the stories that inspired the show you're bringing to Boise. You're a teenager, and you know your girlfriend has another boyfriend. You're hanging out.
And then this guy shows up. And his name is Scott. And then the three of us are hanging out. And it dawns on me that I'm hanging out with my girlfriend's boyfriend. And it's going okay.
One of the online comments about this was, "This is brilliant. He's not doing comedy. He's exposing the light of tragedy." What do you think about what do you think about that?
That's one of the nicest internet comments I've ever heard, actually. I think usually they're a lot meaner. Well, you know, what I'm trying to do and when it works is I try to go into kind of the more painful places in my life, and if I can find a laugh in the pain, then usually I'm doing something right. I'm on the right track.
A good story needs a good ending, and I have one of your endings. In this story, you start with a fight with your girlfriend, you make it clear you don't believe in marriage, then all this bad stuff happens to you, and by the end, you and your girlfriend go down to the courthouse, and you get married.
I still didn't believe in the idea of marriage, and I still don't. But I believe in her, and I've given up on the idea of being right.
What do you want people to walk away with after they hear one of your stories?
I think in ending, you want people to feel like they've gone on a journey of some kind, and that the journey is complete, but it's not perfect. It's not picture perfect. I mean, I think if you're telling a story, there's kind of the obvious way it could end badly, and there's the obvious way it could end well. And then I think what you want to aim for is somewhere in between those two, but in an unexpected way.
Mike Birbiglia brings his one-man show, My Girlfriend's Boyfriend, to Boise's Egyptian Theater tonight.